این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Methods of Islamic Invitation. Let me draw your attention to one point regarding the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him, and Immaculate Imams of Muslims. The Holy Prophet invited people by divine revelation at a time when he was alone and had no companies except one or two persons. He did not wait for the number of his followers to increase. He did not wait for multitudes of people accompany him. He began his call for the beginning, inviting people to embrace Islam and find the right path.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, we try to shed light on some of the sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great leader and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. About the subject of fault finding, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "No fault is greater than not understanding one's own fault and ignoring it. Although one is a collection of faults himself, he is concerned with the faults of others." This sentence is about a very important feature of a true Muslim. You should avoid searching for bad habits or characteristics in other people. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam has said in that regard, عَلَى الْعَاقِلُ أَنْ يُحْصَى مِنْ نَفْسِهِ مُسَاوِيهَا فِي الدِّينِ وَالرَّأِي وَالْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْآدَابِ فَيَجْمَعَ ذَلِكَ فِي صَدْرِهِ أَوْ فِي كِتَابِ وَيَعْمَلُ فِي إِزَالَتِهَا. It is incumbent among every person of intelligence that he carefully look over his weakness in regards to following his or her religion, thoughts, etiquette, and that of his or her interaction with other people. And he or she should either record these in heart or write them down, and then he or she should strive to remove all of these bad habits from himself or herself.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Again, in relation to people who always look at the weakness and faults of other people, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ عَيْبًا أَنْ يُبْصِرُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَعْمَى عَنْهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. Sufficient is a person's own defect in himself that he tries to pick and look for faults in other people, when himself has those same faults in himself or herself and doesn't recognize them. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi sentence is just in line with these narrations, and their point is that if those who pick faults of others would spend the same energy that they use in looking at bad habits in others and through which they reproach others, and correcting themselves and looking at their own defects and trying to recognize their own souls, imagine what level of happiness they would be able to reach. That is what Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, is warning us about. And in order for us to come to a deeper understanding of our real value.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.